This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the U.S. prepares for another day of protests with new information about the death of George Floyd, the black man who died in police custody last week, U.S. President Trump is declaring himself the country's law and order president. Mr. Trump made the remarks in the Rose Garden at the White House Monday evening as protesters just a block away from the White House fled tear gas and rubber bullets fired by military police. The president vowed that he will fight to protect the American people. He said he's an ally of peaceful protesters, but he added that in recent days, the nation has been gripped by, in his words, professional anarchists, criminals, looters, and others. He cast the violence of the protests and looting that have taken place in American cities over the past 6 days as acts of domestic terror and vowed to use all federal resources, both civilian and military, to stop the looting and violence. He is threatening the nation's governors that he's going to deploy the military to states if they do not stamp out violent protest over police brutality that roiled the nation over the past week. His announcement came as police under federal command forced back peaceful demonstrators with tear gas so he could walk to a nearby church and pose with a Bible. Some Democratic governors are resisting the president's threat to deploy the U.S. military unless they dispatch National Guard units to dominate the streets in reaction to the violence that gripped the country. In fact, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says that he does not believe the federal government can send military troops into his state or any other state. That has been up for debate since Mr. Trump made that announcement. He does accuse the president of creating an incendiary moment by threatening to do so. Again, another day of protests is expected as new information becomes available about the death of George Floyd. This is VOA News. And the new findings pertaining to George Floyd, Minnesota officials have ruled George Floyd's death a homicide. They say that he suffered from a loss of blood flow due to compression on his neck while being restrained by Minneapolis police. Floyd was a 46-year-old African-American man. He died last week while in handcuffs after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes. His death, captured on video, has sparked anti-racism demonstrations in dozens of American cities as well as around the globe. Some of them have turned violent. The report from the county medical examiner said that Floyd died of cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement subdual restraint and neck compression. It does also say that Floyd was suffering from heart disease, fentanyl intoxication, and recent methamphetamine use, but it does not list those as factors in his death. The report overturns preliminary county findings, which found that Floyd's death was the combined result of being restrained by police as well as underlying health conditions and potential intoxicants in his system. It was announced hours after an autopsy commissioned separately by the family found that Floyd's death was caused by asphyxiation and also ruled it a homicide. The family-appointed medical examiner, Michael Baden, said no underlying medical conditions caused or contributed to Floyd's death. His brother is pleading for peace in the streets, saying that destruction is not going to bring his brother back. Terrence Floyd's emotional plea came as the United States braces for another day of violence. In Floyd's killing last week, wearing a mask with George Floyd's image on it, his brother dropped to his knees at the storefront that has been turned into a memorial covered with flowers and signs. Louisville police chief was fired Monday after the mayor learned that officers involved in a shooting that killed a popular owner of a barbecue spot failed to activate body cameras during the chaotic scene. Those body cameras became popular after other protests across the country regarding the deaths of other black men. A huge group marched hours later to the spot in a peaceful protest. David McAtee, known for offering meals to police officers, died early Monday while police officers and National Guard soldiers were enforcing a curfew amid waves of protest over the previous police shooting in Kentucky's largest city. As it pertains to COVID-19, more than 375,000 deaths have now been reported as a result of COVID-19 globally, more than 105,000 in the U.S. The number of worldwide infections well above 6.2 million, and it's above 1.8 million in the United States. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.